Shami Shvias Daf Chavav. We're starting from the beginning of the new parak on Kof Hey with Beis, the Mishnah beginning with Birishona, the fourth parak. Says the Mishnah that we're talking about the last parak about removing stones. Do you got big ones or small ones? You're not allowed to remove from your field. Big ones you can because it shows that you're using it for building, not for preparing your field. But small stones you cannot do because it looks, we would think, Marasayin, that you're preparing your field for Shvias, even though Be'etzim itself, it's not a Malacha in Shvias, but we consider it a Be'asu because it looks like you're preparing your field. So here we're talking about where it's of what the original Gezeri was, and then Chazal changed it, became more machmir, added things to the chumrah, to the iser, because of people took advantage and people were violating the halacha, and therefore they became more chumrah. And the Mishnah will explain you what was permitted and what they asked for afterwards. Says the Mishnah, Rishonah Amrim, in the beginning the Chachamim used to say, Malakit Adam, Eitzim, Vavonim, Vasavim, Besochalo. A person can go get together, collect stones and sticks and grass from his field. The same way you did for your neighbor's field. Now, just like a person can do in his neighbor's field, we allow you to go ahead and take everything off your neighbor's field because no one's going to be suspect that you're preparing your neighbor's field for plowing, for that he can plow. Nobody does that for someone else unless you get paid for, which of course he can't do, but no one's going to think you're doing it to prepare your field for after Shvias. So on your neighbor's field, you can do it. But the mission originally, the thing was that even in your field you could do, which means even things that you're collecting, things you're taking things off, your attention is clearly not to better your field, but you're taking it off to use the wood, you want to use it for firewood, you want to use it for something else, and not only to my big stones, which the Mishnah of the Perek before discussed, the last two Mishnayas, it looks like you're using it for building, clearly it's those type of stones, you're removing them, everyone understands that you're a builder, that you, these are the kind of stones you use for building, that we know, of course, that you're allowed to do. But he was saying even small stones, even sticks and small twigs and things like that, where your kavan is not to clear your field, you're just taking it off anyway. You want to remove these things from your field. The halach is you're allowed to do that. Originally, that was the takana. And you're allowed to do that just like you could do in your friend's field. No one's cheshed you, so no one's cheshed you as well doing it in your own field. However, that changed, and that's what halacha was. When we say you're allowed to do that, look at your chaveru, it's a gas. We're talking about a case where we only talk about things that were large fields. Small things that were no benefit in you taking them, small little twigs and sticks and grass, that by removing them, there's no purpose for them, except obviously it looks like you're doing it for the purpose of clearing your field. That would be usher. That would clearly be usher. We're talking about where your things are taking off things that are larger, not to my big stones, but even ones that are smaller, but not ones that be used for clearing it, that would have a purpose to use in. The halacha is you're allowed to do that in the beginning, take it off even in your own field, no difference if you being your field and another field. It doesn't tell us exactly what it means, the difference between what means large, small, the extent of it, like we had the Mishnah before, stones you carry on your shoulder, we're not even referring to that, we're referring to it, anything you could take, you take it off, you're allowed to do that, you're allowed to clear off all things, as long as you're taking off the larger stones. And it's a gas. In other words, there are big stones in the field and there are smaller things and twigs and grass, etc. So when you take off the big stones, you also take off these other things as well. Since we know your attention is not for the purpose of planting or preparing your field for Shvias, halachas they'll be allowed to do. And that was the way it was before. However, Shirabu Avraveh, says the Mishnah, people that were those who were over sins continued, they began Biravu, they became they increased. And which means that what they did was how did they increase? What did they do? They knew that since the halacha was that you're allowed to take this off, so what they used to do is that they would go in and look like they're trying to take over the big ones, but really they were taking the small ones. And they had in mind to take off, to prepare the field. You know, they want to go ahead and do so where you're allowed to take off. They started in like hiding the fact that it's only taking off big stones, but on their own property they would take off even small ones. They would take everything off. And so therefore when they saw that people were abusing the system, the people using it to go take advantage of it and to allow and enabling their field to be better, to be prepared for, for, for planting. So therefore, Iskino, they changed the takana and they made it that you can't take off anything from your field except the large stones. She is Zemalaki Besok Shazem, Zemalaki Besok Shazem. Rather, a person should go collect from someone else's field and then go collect from your field. And then we'll see what made an issue. And again, we're not talking, we didn't change the issue from before of carrying very large stones that you have to carry on your shoulder that we already said in the mission, the parak before, the last two Mishnayos. We're talking about over here, not small, mamish small things, but even larger things that you take off, you can pick up and you collect from your own field. We stopped that you're not allowed to do it from your own field, only from someone else's field, and the other person can go ahead and collect and collect from your field. So there, you're allowed to go collect from the other, your friend's field, both big and small things, and he can go collect from your field, big and small things. There's some shittas that hold, no, that the mission to change the takanas was that we don't even allow you to take anything small, even in your friend's field. Only in your, you can only take things in your field, in your friend's field that are big, and he can take things that are big in your field. Again, we're not talking about the very large stones, because that's already from the mission before, but even things that are somewhat larger, you're allowed to take them off only in your friend's field, not that, but smaller things you can't. And there's some Rishon would say, no, that we allow you to take off big and small in your friend's field, and he could take off in yours. Once, why? The reason they did that is because that the kind of was, now we don't want people to abuse the system, and therefore you're not going to do it for your friend's field. Therefore, if you went and you did it, we allow you to do it for there, and we're not going to say you're doing it for the purpose of preparing the fields, just to take, to collect these things. Now, the Mishnah says, even though you're allowed to do this, however, Lobatova, you can't do it with a benefit, you can't get a benefit from it. You can't tell them, you do mine and I'm going to do yours. There should be some type of a quid pro quo that you can't do. Sobatova, say the Barful decision, you're not doing a favor. I'll do you a favor. You know, you did me a favor. You took off my things. I'll return a favor and do something else for you. I'll do your favor. I'll do something else, even not in the field, that you can't do. That you're not allowed to do. That is the tova. That is something you can't do. That looks like you did it for the sake of Shvius. The Rabbanan didn't allow that, even though we allowed you to take care of your friend's field and him to take care of yours. But there can't be anything where it looks like you directly benefited from him taking off your field, and therefore that would be considered aser. The Mishnah says not only that, in Tzurich Lomer, not only can't do any benefit of it, but even Yixel Mazonos, you surely can't go ahead. You don't even tell us about it to pay him for it, to give him Mazonos, to give him pay for his food. To give him food for doing that as payment, as compensation, that you cannot do. That's sure you don't have to do it. Says the Marfuldo, I talk lo much yom lo lokin stay ayom esade ayom etel chamazonos. I, you know what, to work my field. I'll give you lunch. I'll buy you lunch. Take care of my field today, and I'll buy you lunch. I'll buy you dinner. That you can't do. Culture can, you can't do. Pshita zasef shows us, you know, they can't even make a deal of betova, even where it's nothing directly, just a chesed, you're giving him, doing him a favor. Even say thank you, the Resh Mishalua says, the maxiglotain chain, you're even showing favor to him that you were, that he helped your field. If that you can't do, surely you can't do more. The culture can, you can't go ahead and actually give him, pay him, even not directly money, but pay him through food that you're going to give him to eat. That would be considered aser. That is the law of the Mishnah. So we changed from what was allowed originally because people took advantage of it. A chacham changed the gezeira that you're only allowed to do in your friend's field, either only big or small, and he could do in yours. But you can't go and take off in your own field like it used to be able to take off things that are not, even though it's not nearer, that you're doing it for the sake of Shvius. Mishnah Gemara, the Gemara is going to explain you exactly what the back and forth was, the changes between before and after. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Yonah. What is the case? What changed in the Gezeris? Halkin Mishnah. The Mishnah should be understood. We should understand the Mishnah. This is how you have to understand the Mishnah, of the explanation of the Mishnah. Halkin Tzorikah. Now, this is the Ma'afulik. You have to explain the Mishnah as follows. Mishnah Yom, in the beginning, used to be Melakid, the Maitzim, Asav, Masok, Shalom, as Agas, Agas. Mishnah, we said a person can gather large sticks and grasses from his field. Just like you go ahead and gather from your neighbor's field, both big and small ones, so too, you can collect in your own field, also big and small ones that you can do. You know, just to go for the small ones that you can't do. But the but once you go in to collect the big ones, you could all take along with that even the things that are small ones that are doing it at the same time, you could take that off. So that was done mutter in your friend's field, and therefore it was even mutter to do on your field as well. Then, however, what happened was, When it looked like people were suspecting that people were going ahead and taking malachim, they're gathering on their own fields to better their fields, taking off all the small things to prepare for plowing. And they would go say, no, we're not taking off the big ones. We're not taking off small ones. You know, they tried to camouflage it that they're only doing big ones. Don't suspect us from doing a field. It's only big ones. We're not doing it for the purpose of preparing the field. They tried to by Rama. If a skinu chama made a takana and changed, she is a malakim, social day, social day, or shlobatova. Each one has to go only in their own field. The mission has changed. You can't collect anything in the other person's field. You can only, in your field, you only do in his field. He can do in your field. And you can't get any benefit of shlobatova. That was the only thing that the mission said that changed to be allowed to go ahead and take. That was the difference between the change of the Mishnah that would be allowed to do that. Says the Marfil to explain. Then the original takana Rishona says the Gemara explains that the state takanas Rishona they were first took takanas what you can collect the gasim and they collect the large ones and that was all you allowed to, no more small ones. Then they made a second takana that you can collect lo betova miskam, you can't go collect and get any benefit from it. But the takana shlishis, maybe on a third one on the skaima of ein mishina afikeshin istosa, even though it's a brisa, they made a third takana. Amisha does not say that it's in the brisa. We don't make such a Amisha doesn't have that third takana that you can't collect anything. That is not what the mission includes. The way the Marfulda learns the pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, if that's so, the question is, if that's the way the Gemara says that the difference of takana, so you have to make a new takana because people took advantage. The Gemara says, then it got to a point where people started going at it and says they were chushed that they were actually getting benefit from it by collecting other people's fields. There was a benefit, and they said, no, we're not getting any benefit from it. They made it like a third takana was that the people can collect only from what's close and what's available, what's found. But you can't go collect things from a distance. In other words, from what do you mean collect? Only from an area to collect that the says the Bnei Moshe, what is this takana? They only allowed you to go and collect only in the takana where you're doing it in an area that Minakarov, Leir, this Bekali, you can go where you're doing it, says the Rosh Lo, where it's close to the city, where there's a call, the voice, people know what you're doing, that the you can't do it in any fields at all, you can't do that. Chachamim asked from doing that at all, because what can you do? Only things that are near your house, and you have in your field by your house, or your courtyard, or your backyard, that they allowed you to go take. But from your field that was a distance away, that you can't do. It's not close to you. That you can't do without any benefit. You can't do that because the Chumah went that far to say even that's something we don't allow you to do. That we can't do even the another takana we made. That minakar v'namatsui. Ein choshes yas otov v'shalkach. Since we said something, if you see Reuven's coming to your Shimon's field and only collecting something in his backyard or something right next to his house and taking off the big and small things, we don't have to be choshes that he's getting a benefit from it because it's not a big tirka. It's not a real job that he's doing. Don't go in to collect from the field that's a distance away. That would be where we would choshes that he's getting benefit even though he says he's not. Chachamim made that extra takana. Shane Cain, if it's close by, we're not afraid of that. Amrav Ze'era, Rishon Miskayamis. The first two takanas were Mekuyim. The third one was not. In other words, the first two takanas that we said when Sakana was Miskayim, that you collect the gasin, you can collect, you shouldn't do any benefit from it, that we said is fine. But the third one, that you can only collect from close by, that the third Gezera, that you can't from this one that much we didn't do that wasn't Makobal, that wasn't from the Lashon of the Mishnah. It says Marfulta, that was the Lashon of the Brisa later, and that was not accepted in the that wasn't what was accepted in the Takana, and therefore you're allowed to go ahead. We're not afraid that you go ahead and get a benefit from it, and therefore it doesn't make difference whether it's close or not. That was not part that was accepted. So the Gemara says, Haisa b'hemtosham. What about if a person's animal is there in the field? Then b'hemto mechachas. Well, if the animal shows, you can, because mukhar, you're doing it for the animal. Therefore, it's permitted. In other words, if Reuven has an animal in his field, then you let it go collect the small things, collect the grass, the twigs, the little things around the field. Why? Because it's very mukhak, it's clear that you're doing it for the animal purpose, not to clear the field. And therefore, no one's going to be chashish you. Haisa b'hemtosham. If there's an oven there in his field, there's also a lot to do it. Because it shows you collecting the small twigs and little pieces of wood to light your stove. That's the reason why it's doing it for that purpose. You're not doing it to clear the field. You're doing it to be able to put a fire in your stove. That would be my, says the Rav Fulda. Stam d'shasi. This is just a stam d'shasi. We're making a blanket halacha that if a person's animal is there and you're collecting grass or thin things, or you have a stove and you're putting little twigs, little pieces of wood you're collecting, no one's going to be chayshish as you're clearing the field for that. They see it's very clearly why you're doing it. You're doing it for the purpose of the oven, to light up the oven, to the purpose of to feed the animal, and therefore that would be permitted. There's no chashash in such a case. Marissa continues and says, what about a shayla? What about lika but not gasim? A person went and gathered large things, and you didn't collect anything small. You got to go back and collect a second time and gather the larger of the small things. In other words, you had different level of things. So when we say you're allowed to take the big and the small together, that we're allowed to gasim adakin. But what happened? You went ahead and you just took the things that were very big, you took them away. Now you go back, and now there's still left things on the table, on the field, big and smaller things. Are you allowed to take the bigger of the smaller things, or would you not be allowed to take, or do we say that it looks like you're doing it for the field itself? Well, that's what the Gemara says. Even though it's thin, are you allowed to do that? It's us to do that. That Gemara assumes that we'd be pushing, it's us to do that. You can't go back and collect because it looks like you're collecting from the thing. It would be us. You tell me you're allowed to do that. He's going to go ahead and collect even the small, collect his entire field in spheres. If we would allow you to do that, you would think that maybe you're allowed to do that. Chum say, no, we're afraid that the person's going to abuse the system here. I'm going to take it even more. You know what's worse? That's where his kasha was. Look at the Marfulda again. That if a person goes ahead, you're allowed to do that, says, we'll push it. The Gemara is telling you that it's usher to do that, because if so, you'd be doing that. We would think that you're doing it. You go take the whole field. That's the chash. Says the Gemara Fulda. We're going to assume that you come to collect the entire field. We wouldn't let you do that. We shouldn't be allowed to do that. If lechar would be, that would be usher. So I say, okay, if that's us, sir, let's do another question. What are you saying, Deum Aleu Gassin? If you had a field that would only bring large things, only big things, and you had nothing that's left small in the field, so you see that you're only taking away the large things, do we say that maybe that would be us, sir, then in such a case, because there's nothing small? Why? So I say, what's the shot? Because if you have a field of big and small, and you only take the big ones, so clearly you're not clearing the field, because you left the small ones there. You're only doing it to remove the big things over there. But what about if you have a field that only have Gassin? You only have things that are big things. Now you're removing, are you allowed to do those? Because since there's no docking at all, person's going to look and see, look, the guy's clearing his entire field. And maybe you can't do that because it looks like you're doing it for the purpose of preparing the field for Shvi'ah, to plow during Shvi'ah. And therefore it would be considered asa because there's no docking at all there. Maybe a person would look, the Gemara sign would show that you're doing it for the whole thing. So maybe that would be asa. That's the Gemara Shaila. What would be the there? That's the Gemara Fudda learns the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara says, Tati Mesnitsa, the Charity two Mishnayas that seem to be a steer, to be argued. Chadom Ashari, one Mishnah seems to mashma that if you're going to collect in large things, it would be mutter, stole. Chadom Asher, another one's mashma, it's Asher. We have a Charity, one Mishnah says mutter, and one Mishnah says it's Asher. So what would be, which ones are we talking about? What does the Mishnah say? Where's the one that says mutter? Where's the one that says Asher? Says the Mishnah. The Sakil Sadeyu, one Mishnah is, the Mishnah says a person goes ahead, is clearing his field, stones from his field. And other ones on the other, you're allowed to take the upper ones. Menichas and the ghost birds. But you have to leave the ones that are touching the ground. So the chayra, you see that there's all stones that have one side. They're all big stones, all the same size. It doesn't say you to leave small ones, take the big ones, leave the small ones. It says they're only large stones. You're allowed to take all the stones away, except don't take the one that is still attached to the ground that'll make a hole in the ground if you remove that stone. That you can't do. So the chayra, you see that you're allowed to go clear things from them. You're allowed to go clear things, even if it's only big ones, you let it go to remove it. Everything you let it do that, unless the ones that are touching the grounds, you let it go do that. So the you see that your kasha was if you only had big ones, would that be considered a marasayan because there's no small ones to leave? You see, no, that if you're only leaving small ones that are attached to the ground, you let it go and do that. It's considered good. It's all because you're allowed to do that. So the chayyim, you see, you can declare it. that you can go in and clear such a thing. You see, clearly this mission is telling you that it'd be mutter for you to do in such a case. Only the ones attached to the ground you can't. But meanwhile, we have another Mishnah coming up a few blocks from now, and Chavtes Amid Beis. The other Mishnah says, a person goes ahead, you want to thin out your field of olive trees, are you allowed to go ahead and cut the tree down to the ground and just you can't uproot it? Or you can even uproot the tree itself. You want to clear a pit because you know ahead everything's too crowded. Nothing's going to be able to grow. So you want to go remove the trees. So machlekes tanayim, can you remove it all the way to the ground and even uproot them? Or do you have to leave a small close to the ground? So the Gemara says, what is the case we're talking about? So you're allowed to thin out. But Beis Hillel says you're allowed to go ahead, even allow you to take the trees, pull the trees out. Akas Ashtayim. We're talking about you're allowed to take one or two trees. You have three trees, I'll take one or two trees because the three trees are crowding each other. So you're allowed to clear it. You're allowed to do that. If we see you're allowed to go do it. The only machlokas is whether you're allowed to uproot it completely or not. But everyone agrees you can do that. So you see that the halakha is you're only allowed to remove that if you're leaving something behind. Because you're not clearing the whole field, the whole field of olive trees. You're leaving one tree behind. You have three trees that are stuck together, that attach one together. None of them are going to be able to grow properly. So the machlokas and the mishnah is only you're allowed to cut the two down. Everyone agrees you're allowed to cut them. The machlokas based on the shama, can you cut it to the uprooted or completely, or just cut it down to the bone, to the ground? But you see, you're allowed to do that. But only if you're leaving something behind. Mashman, if you're not leaving anything behind and it's only taking everything away, you'd be asa, so or two over here. You're taking all the rocks away, all the big ones, and there are no small ones to leave. So this little chayra, the Mishnah is telling you to be asa. So we see one Mishnah is mashman that it's asa, and another Mishnah is mashman it's mutter. So we see your question of whether if you only have gedolim, only big ones, only gasim, and there's no dakin, and you're allowed to clear, lechayra, we have a makstira, and Mishnayas, whether it be permitted or not. So the question is, what do we do? So the Gemara really doesn't really seem to answer this question, and the Gemara goes on to the next point. And the Gemara says, if you're allowed, you let it go ahead and do that and take things out of it, and you let it go ahead and clear it in such a way. The question is, that's the Gabi Din Shvius. What about the Din of Chalamoid? We said the halachas of Chinuch Chalamoid were very much the same. Are we allowed to do in Chalamoid? We know how to do. So what's the halach in Chalamoid? Do we say that it's considered a malach or not? Says the Gemara. Afamud Ken, is it also mutar in Chalamoid to do this? In other words, can you go ahead and clear your field in Chalamoid of the big sticks, big things, and leave the smaller ones? Do we say that's permitted? Says the Marfula to explain the Gemara Shaila. Do we say that apamoid came, the kibamoid mutter, do we say the same thing to do on Shvius? That you let it go do that, the same thing apply. That Gemara has a shayla. Boy, says the Pnei Moshe. Im dinad masis and alog rishon, you let it do that, be beginning it to clean the big and small away. The question is, in moyed is the same halacha. Do we also allow you to go ahead and remove the big and the small together, if you're leaving one time, or as long as you're leaving the small ones, you let it take the big ones? What's the would halacha apply the same thing? What would be the halacha there by chalamoid? What would be the halacha? Is the same Gemara shayla wants to know, is moyed did the same din as the din of Shvius? So the Gemara says, let's see. We learn a Brisa, Malakit, Noisim, Sav, Misok, Shalom, Esagaz, Agas. Brisa says a person's allowed to go ahead and collect large sticks, gas, large ones, and grass from his field. Just like you go in your own field. From his chavero, if it's neighbor's field, you ought to go ahead and take big and small. You ought to go ahead and take yours as well. But Shvius, that Shvius, a beloved moed. A moed, you can't do it. So on Shvius, we rely to Machalma. We don't want you to do that because that's Tircha Yisera. We already said before, you can't do that. So you see that we're more machmir on Shvius than we are on Chalamoid. Therefore, your shal was af moed. We say moed would be the same halacha by Shvius, that if you remove something, you leave something behind, it'd be permitted. Is no din because the Chalamoid is different. You can't do that. Chalamoid is more aser, and therefore would be aser here as well. It would not be mat to you to do this on Chalamoid, because it would be that would be tichy yaseva. Mashenki mashvius, we say such a thing would be allowed to do because there is only a shayla what looks like marasayin that you're preparing to feel the shvius. But since you're leaving things over and you're leaving small ones around, we're not afraid of that, and therefore the halachas you'd be allowed to do that. Says the Gemara. So he's also allowed to do stones. He's allowed to do the same thing. In other words, halacha is you're allowed to go ahead. And the Gemara says that you're allowed to do, what's the Gemara saying? We just finished establishing that if you want to clear your field on Shavuos, for Shavuos, you're allowed to go ahead to clear the field. So the Gemara says you're allowed to go ahead and remove it, sticks and grasses, things like that you're allowed to do, you're allowed to remove it. What about stones? What about large stones? Do we say you're allowed to also remove large stones in the Yashrias as well? Now, the Maisa, what does the Gemara mean? What's the Mishnah mean? Says the Mafulda, Tzakadai, the Lucky Lotani Beraisa, Eitzim Avonim. The Mishnah Beraisa said only what Eitzim Avonim. Maybe that small type of things you're allowed to go to remove them. But what about, maybe Avonim, maybe stones itself, we would not allow you to do that. We would not allow you to do that. So the Mishnah says Avonim as well. The Mishnah included stones as well. But the idea is that we have two different gears here, whether we include it or not. Some say we include Avonim as well in the Gersa, and some say we don't include it in the case of the Mishnah, that we didn't include it. So the Gemara wants to know, what about Avonim? Do we say Avonim? If you left Avonim, can you do that as well? And Shvi'as cleared not just smaller stones and twigs and grass, but even large stones would also be Mutter. L'chaira, you can do so. So the Gemara says, wait, let's see. There's a founder Tana that says, even the Gabi Avonim, you could do that. If Lakara, if you might do that, he might do as well. Gemara says, even the Tana was found, you could say that maybe, and that was meant to be included. That there's a Brisa that says he would be included, and therefore would be included as well. So if you call it, you got to go do it by Avonim. So Gemara says, a person's heart knows if he's playing a game or not. Is he really honest? Is he really coming to go ahead and take the big stones to build with, to build a fence or to build a wall? Oh, look, Akal is doing it to be Makalkel. He's doing it really to take it to really clear the thing for them. No, it's the action itself, when someone looks at it, it's hard to tell. Are you building it for the stones? Or are you building it for the repairing the fields? You don't know. But I'll leave you there. A person knows the difference, says the Marfulta. A person knows in his heart whether he's doing it for what purpose he's doing it. Is it to make a fence? Or is it to make or doing it to clear the point? He knows what he's doing. And therefore, we know, be honest with you. Know your heart. Do the right thing. Only do something where you're allowed to do it. More that you shouldn't do. You shouldn't do it in a place where you can't do it. So the Gemara says, where do we see this from? So Yossi Bar Hashem Nachanechem Rabbi Akiva Avad Kishitas. Akiva did like his own Shita. In other words, what was he doing? He was going ahead, and his own minug was that you have to go ahead because of his position, because he was Kishitase, because he was the different Gersus here, what this means. He allowed Gersus Lissasso. In other words, so he says, when he went and he did, he did what he felt was the correct thing. He was the one who paskin la halacha that he knew that this was what you're allowed to do, Shitaso. As Pnei Moshe explains, what does it mean, the Shitaso? As the Gemara said in Shitaso, it was said earlier that Rabbi Akiva says, just so you can't go with Makalka, Shisharabin, you can't go fix it either. So he says, he knows what you're doing. You know, the person knows when he's doing something for his field, he knows he's doing it for his field or not doing his field, and therefore he knows whether it be us or not. Rabbi Akiva, the Shitaso holds, we know you can't go ahead do something to go ahead and to make to do something that would be incorrect. L'shitasa, therefore he did what he did according to his own opinion. The Mishnah says earlier that you're allowed to go ahead and do l'shitasa, doing Shemitah, you're allowed you to go ahead and do it because you couldn't put it into the public field, because you're not allowed to put it in the public field. So he says you're allowed to go dig it up and make a pile with the dirt that's there because you're doing it for the purpose of building a fence. So you're allowed to go ahead, how you're making a hole, and what do you do with the dirt that you dug up? Dirt you dug up, you can just pile it up in your field because you can't put it just around and then put it back, contra Bekiva. That's a shitasa. Others say, what you referring to Rabbi Akiva, who of his position, who he was, that he would go ahead and say, Halacha is, you can't be Mecha B'yadam. Says the Rosh Mishlu, Hoyoive B'shnasa Shemitah, Ala Sodos Vala Kramim. He would go around on the year of Shemitah, on fields and on vineyards near where he lived, to see if people were being overdoing, and he'd be Mecha with them. He was the Nasi Hoya, who Mutta Lava Hoya Rakel. This was his way, not the Shitase Yashit in the Mishnah, but rather his Derech. He was the Nasi, and he was in charge of making sure Klai Yisrael doesn't do the wrong thing. He would go around the fields and the vineyards on Shemitah year, where he lived, his town, and to see if they're doing this. And if they did it, he would criticize them, be moicha on them, that you know how to do this, you know how to prepare your field for Shvius. That's the Gemara says. The other Lishitas, El Kishitase. Chamachad is coming. Once saw a person pruning his field, Amalei, he said to him, he put in his vineyard, Kairim his vineyard, Layasas, isn't it us to do that? What are you doing? Isn't it us? It's us to do so. So Amalei said to him, Amalei, so the farmer said to him, Laklin on that boy. No, I need the vines to use it for Laklin. I'm not doing it for the field. I'm making, I need it to build like a Aklin. I need it to build a, for my, The Torah Akobes Abara Nios, says the Mufulda. I need to build some kind of netting for my olive pressing place. I'm not doing it for the carom. I don't need it at all. I don't care at all about the vineyard. I'm only doing it because I need to put the netting for the olive press, that it should stay down, that it should be able to keep it piled down. So I'm a leg. That's what I keep saying to my colleague. You know, it's a nice excuse. You're telling me, I'll tell you, it's mutter. It's mutter. It's only mutter if your heart knows whether you're doing it for a purpose for it. You're doing it really for the netting of the Beis Chabad. You're doing it for that purpose, or you're doing it really for the actual betterment of the field. And you yourself know the your intent, you know the purpose of it, and therefore whether you're over the halach or not is the akil, is whether you let it. That's what he told him to do. You can't go ahead and do something that would be considered that you yourself know would be usher. So he challenged him to tell him whether it would be something be considered mutter or not to do that. So the same halacha applies over here, whether we do it stones or small things, all of them apply. The same halacha applies. It's only mutter if you're using it for the purpose of the stones. And Amasayan does not concern ourselves if you know, you yourself know why you're doing it, and it would be permitted to do so in such a situation. And that's what Rabbi Kiva would challenge the people, and that's what he would tell them, that he allowed them to do that in such a fashion, because that was clearly what the reason why you're doing it.